Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a guy on the phone, though. He wants to weigh in on this. It's not necessarily about being called sir or ma'am or madam or whatever. Go ahead, sir. It's something more than that for your mom. What was it?
Her thing was more, if you're going to be respectful to me, then come walk up to me with your pants pulled up. And not a holster top showing where most of your breasts are showing out. Looking all derogatory and all slouched out with skirt that was above her thighs or you know, she's like, now that is disrespectful.
Carl, I got a question to ask you. It appears that he was taught that if girls are too revealing by the mother, that there's something going on. And I say, why can't women express themselves the same way that men do? I think you're judging women for doing that. Why can't women dress the way that makes the most comfortable, and if they're comfortable with their yabos out and their thighs out, who am I to say it's wrong?
I guess my whole entire thing is, let me have a little bit of mysteriousness about you. Just don't give it all to me.
Well, there's still a lot of mystery yet to be discovered, my friend.
She's acting like that, then I probably don't want that mystery.
Oh, come on.
Sir.
He's judging women for dressing the way that makes them comfortable. I think that's wrong.
You go down there on Northeast Wichita and see what I'm talking about.
Oh, now we got sections of the city getting labeled.
So you're going to sit here and say you're an advocate.
Okay.
But here, how about if it was your wife and she walked out the door with that? Would you be okay?
You know, if that's what made her comfortable, fine. Who am I to tell her, take that off? Go put something else on. What are you doing? Leave something to the imagination.
Tuck those yabos away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. This is a new day and a new age. Still, you're living like it's 1946. Come on.
You have a little bit more than just her worry about being called ma'am.
Oh, now he's suggesting I have more to be concerned about. Oh, my, sir. The hole is getting deeper. Please continue to dig. What in the world?
Wow.
He's like cracking on how women dress?
He went far left.
If that is what makes them comfortable, then do you, girl. Mm. Do you.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.